Virginia Tech. Do you have any kind of special, I don't know, admiration or appreciation for Vic?
Of course, you know who's a guy. You know, before I even knew what Virginia Tech was, I watched him. You know, I went sad, I didn't know who Virginia Tech was, but before I really, you know, kind of became a fan of Virginia Tech, he was a guy that, you know, everybody knew about, you know, from, you know, his hype and what he did at for that program. And, you know, just being a Hokie guy and going to the Hokies, you know, I admire his game. You know, he was a good, hell of a player at Virginia Tech. He's a hell of a player in the NFL. So, you know, he's still one of the guys, you know, from, in a sense, where I came from the same college, one of those guys that I looked up to. And, I mean, it would be a pleasure to play against him, you know, and get that experience. But, I mean, right now it's, I'm trying to get back right in a sense.
Have you been a fast healer in the past, and have you had any hamstring issues before?
Not since college, and I've always been a pretty well on, you know, healing, pretty good with healing. So, you know, I'm not thinking it's going to be something that's going to be too long or take me too long to get back from. You know, right now just trying to get the proper treatment and take it day by day.
Going up against a Michael Vick at less than 100% could be very dangerous.
And with the speed of their receivers, man, and their with their passing game, man, it's definitely one. You want to be out there at your best at 100%, but, you know, like, if I got to be out there 80, 90, then I'll do that. But at the same time, to compete with those guys, you want to be 100%.